And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Great show today with Captain Renee Montegudo from the Shogun, having a fun time talking fishing aboard one of the finest sport fishing fleet boats in the world, and the Shogun. And really a great time, and we're giving away a great prize too, and in honor of Renee's stint for a long time on the boat,
the alma mater, you know?
Yeah, the alma mater. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you heard that right, man. We're really pumped to get to do that. And one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to get to do a full day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, and really pumped to give away that great prize. Thanks, a big thanks to Captain Ryan Boston for letting that happen. And if you want to get your shot, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Captain Renee, it is 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. Kyle standing by at the fan right now this morning to take your call. Or, as we said, send us a text, man. The text of the show is so popular now on Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way to text in your questions to the show is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, free everything, easy to listen to the show, easy to participate, and the only way to text in your question. Just make sure you include a name and a phone number along with your text so we can get a hold of you in case you win that big prize.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Again, if you want to get your shot, it is 833-288-0973. Francisco in Huntington Beach has called us this morning. What's up, Francisco?
Hey, buddy. How you been? Remember me? I took a picture with you at the show.
Oh, always remember.
Of course.
Yeah, never forgotten one.
Yeah. How are you?
I just want to say hi to you and Happy New Year, and I'm looking forward to see you guys at the show.
Okay, very good. All right, awesome. Francisco. Well, nice to hear from you. Happy New Year to you, and we'll see you in March at the PCS show in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, shows are around the corner, man. It's wild. It's wild how fast that is coming. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Well, hey, I had a great text come through from Darren in Menifee. He says, hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Captain Renee. Renee, I'm doing my first longer trip coming up this year on board the Shogun. Could you explain a little bit how limits work for anglers on long-range trips? I've never been on a trip more than 2 days, but I can't wait. Happy holidays.
You have a three-day limit, but, you know, the Dorado and the Bluefin kind of count against your limits. So when we do fish for them, you can probably keep, like, just to be safe, I'd keep four of each species, but you can keep 15 of yellowtail, yellowfin, the wahoo. But, yeah, it's like I believe it's 30.
In real short, like the short is easy, it's 5 fish of any one kind, maximum of 10 per day, with the exceptions of being bluefin and Dorado. Those are 2. And those 2 count the same as 5 or something else.
You know? So you could have 3-day limits of bluefin, so you could have 6. You could have 3-day limits of Dorado, which would be 6. But then you can keep, 10 yellowfin, 10 yellowtail, and that's it.
Yeah, so 5 of any one kind, 10 per day, with the exception of those 2 fishers. And then any trip, regardless of length, you can take 3 days worth of limits.
Right. 3 days of limits.
But you say, that could be as much as 30 fish and a very hefty processing bill if you do that as
very,
well.
Yeah.
Fairly will not be bummed.
You're going to bring home plenty of fish, no question about it. All right. Hey, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to John, and John's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Seems exciting. It's nice and sunny here. I love it. But my question to Renee is, since the water's so warm, do you think we'll see those wahoo back in California?
Oh, you know what? I don't know about that. Maybe. Yeah. But
how far north did you catch them?
We actually caught them just a little bit below Cedros this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty far north, right?
Yeah. We're almost I'd say like 8 miles below Benitas.
No kidding.
There was some kelps right there that had them on our way home one of the trips, and we weren't expecting to catch them that far up.
Yeah. Water temperature-wise, what was
water temperature was anywhere from 70 to 74 and a half, 75 at the very beginning, and
wow,
up to like 80 degrees towards the end.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Towards
the end, yeah.
It got warmer.
It did. It was warmer down south, but right there below Cedros and Benitas or something like that, it was right in the 70s.
No kidding. Cool, man. And that's perfect temperature for Wahoo, right?
Yeah.
Perfect temperature for most fish.
Definitely.
Yeah. What was the life like down there? I mean, were you seeing a lot of whales, a lot of everything down there, marlin, everything?
You know what? There was a lot of marlin this year that we saw when we were fishing down there with just even tuna fishing. We'd see that marlin pretty close to the beach, like San Pablo down that way, Hippolito just west of there.
Do you have to avoid that? And I don't mean that in any kind of a bad way, but I'm assuming it's difficult on the jigs and it's difficult on the troll, and you're probably, you know, trying to release those. Like, do you try to avoid it, and is it sometimes not avoidable? Like, how does it work when you're in the captain's seat and there's areas of marlin around like that?
Yeah, you try to definitely go away from them so you don't get any strikes on the jigs when you're trying to look for either wahoo or tuna. But yeah, we wind them in, and sometimes they pop right off at the boat, or we just try to release them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take them home. So, but I definitely try to turn the other way when I see some finning.
Yeah, because like there's got to be areas down there where there's just, you know, you see there's some of that footage from Mag Bay, yeah, and things. Like, there's got to be sometimes when they just would cover you up if you were in the wrong neighborhood.
Oh yeah, that down there outside of Tosca and Mag Bay and all that. That this year they had really good marlin and a little bit of wahoo fishing down there as well. But that was pretty gnarly.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, 833-288-0973. You want to get through? Kyle standing by at the Fan there. A great text here from Kurt in Vista. Morning, guys. Great end of the year show as always. Stoked to have Renee on the show. Question for Renee about the boat. Considering taking a long trip with you next year. And what is your bait capacity, your tackle storage capacity, and tell us about your RSW and how you maintain fish quality. And he says he loves the show.
We have RSW. We've got two wells. We can hold up to 600 scoops. We have a port bait slammer and a center slammer, and then the top tanks as well.
Bait never is an issue, really.
Not really. I mean, no. Sometimes if we get into some really warm water, we start losing a little bit of bait, but it typically, we have a pretty good amount of bait that we can use throughout the whole trip, especially on those longer ones. And we can always, you know, make a little bit of mackerel down south.
Tackle storage very ample. I've been on the boat a lot. There's a lot of room for a lot of gear on that boat.
Yeah, we definitely have like the tackle racks and all that. We've got plenty of rod holders up the side. You know, typically we carry anywhere from 24 to 28 passengers, and then we've got four rod holders per number that you can put up on the side, but then we've got plenty of empty rod holders up forward of like 26 or 27. And there's a little bit of tackle storage up top as well, up on the upper deck. That we use, but our tackle rack next to the engine room is pretty big.
It's big.
Yeah,
you got a lot of storage.
It's definitely some good storage right there.
Yeah, for sure. And then what about fish gear?
We gill and gut everything that's over 30 pounds, like tuna wise. We clip their gills, and if it's yellowtail or dorado or wahoo or something like that, but tunas, we gill and gut everything that's about 30, 35 pounds, and above that. Our RSW goes down to 30, 31 degrees, and we can keep the fish in there for anywhere from 10 days, at least 10.
That's awesome.
So what do you do with yellowtail, dorado?
We flush
wahoo.
We flush them out.
So you don't gill and gut?
We don't gill and gut the yellows. We just flush them. We put the hose in their mouth and try to bleed them out and take out whatever's in their stomach.
You clip a gill, or you don't, not necessary?
We clip a gill.
Yeah.
We clip the gills. And
do you not open up the stomach just because they're just it's better quality to leave the stomach intact?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Anytime that you have a little bit of like meat showing or something, sometimes you know the water gets logged up in there, but I think that it just holds better.
Well, tuna sure are so round and thick, you need to get the cold inside, right?
You got
to
get them cold from the inside out, and that taking the gills and guts out definitely helps that whole cavity. But the yellowtail, they hold better if you don't gill and gut them.
And wahoo, too.
Wahoo as well.
The same. Okay. Yeah. I never thought of that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's good info.
Totally. I had a fun text. I know it's been Wahoo heavy, but this was a good one, and it's been a Wahoo year. It says, Captain Renee, is the Wahoo bomb fish best on the slide, or perhaps as the boat stops, cast it upswell or downswell? Also, do you like to let your bomb sink before winding, and if so, how long? And lastly, could you please describe your Wahoo bomb techniques? Also, what is your favorite trolling jig? Can't wait for Wahoo fishing with you next fall. That's from Big Ed in Baldwin Park.
trolling, we like to use those DTXs. Those things work really good. Bomb fishing, yeah, you can do it on the slide. Once we do stop, you can either cast or just drop straight down, depending on what we're kind of fishing. Like, if there's a lot of Dorado in the water, if we're fishing kelps like we did this year, we try to tell everybody just to drop it straight down, and start winding after like 45 seconds or so. But the slide works. It just, our boat slides, and we definitely get some tangles if there's too many people trying to throw them back there or casting. I would just drop them straight back, and then once we get in our little drift, you could either cast off the bow or up the side, but typically we tell them if we're fishing kelps or something like that, we just try to let them sink out.
Cool.
I like it.
Hey, it's time, speaking of fish care and fish quality, it's time to talk about Point Loma Seafoods, where the fish is always fresh. It's the freshest thing in town, as a matter of fact. Tell you what, they've had such, I have a new, well, it's not new. My favorite thing when I see it in the case over at Point Loma Seafoods is black sea bass.
Oh,
man, they do such a good job with black sea bass.
The forbidden fruit, man.
Yeah, man. but it's so good.
It's so good.
And then they've had fresh frozen Alaskan halibut on a consistent basis, too, for that. But then again, you talk about what's your favorite thing at Point Loma Seafoods. I love the sushi there. The sushi bar is the sushi chef there is just fantastic.
Yeah, I go the opposite route. I think that they have probably the most underrated, best fish taco in San Diego kind of thing. Fish taco and shrimp tacos what the boys in the tackle store get. You know, I mean, obviously they're part of the San Diego Landings. You know, they're part of the Big Three, and we eat there once a week. And yeah, shrimp taco, fish taco is insanely hard to beat. It's just right, super fresh tortilla. Big piece of fish and just cabbage, their own sauce, everything house made. It's so good.
Yeah.
God, they're good.
I like the crab sandwiches.
Yeah, the crab sandwiches. Yeah. I love the crab sandwiches.
They're really good.
Yeah, fresh Dungeness crab. And then you ever have the mix with the shrimp and crab sandwich?
You know what? Yeah, I have.
That's really good, too. Yeah. The combo, it's so good.
Damn it, Pete. That's it?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm working today. Like, I guarantee you I will be there this afternoon.
There you go. Get them. San Diego Land. Right next to the San Diego Land is in Point Loma. That's Point Loma Seafoods.
Hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. This is Jared from Culver City. I wanted to ask Renee what color and brand Wahoo bomb you like best for your Wahoo outfits. And then I've been seeing a lot of wire and no wire. What are your thoughts on that? Looking forward to coming fishing on the Island Tackle 10-day this year in November.
I like the pink or green bombs. And the wire or no wire, yeah, it depends on if you're willing to lose a bomb, but you do get a little bit more bites when you're using fluorocarbon. Just use some heavy fluorocarbon tied on. We like to do that. But either way, both work.
I think you want to make sure, too, that you have the style of Wahoo bomb where you, like, tie your line to the front of the bomb and your hook is connected, you know, via split ring or something to the back of a bomb. Not like the catchy tackle bombs where your line like slides through. You want to have a little protection from the bad zone. And Renee said it best, like if you fish If you fish a Wahoo lure in Wahoo country with no wire, at some point one is going to take it from you. It doesn't mean it's going to be every cast and every fish, and you'll for sure have the potential of getting more bites, but you got to go with a few extras and just know that your losses are going to come, but also the likelihood of getting more bites is going to be there.
Definitely.
No question about it. All right. Well, hey, phones are packing up. 833-288-0973. Let's jump into it, Rick.
John in Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And Renee, always have fun time fishing with you. And I really like, you know, I love everybody in the boat, but you moving Blake up to the your second and having him run trips was a smart move on your part. He's very fishy and, you know, one of my favorite trips every year is your Shimano trip in May. And, you know, and you take care of people. This past year was kind of rough weather. You guys came back from a trip and the weather was nasty. So instead of going out and beating us up and, you know, just, you know, taking our money, you turned our 4-day into a 3-day and let us know early enough that, you know, and we still got out there and we caught fish. But that Shimano trip, man, they bring all the hardware, all the new stuff and everything like that, you know. And so if you're interested in maybe getting something, you go out there and really test it for free. And, you know, they give tremendous tackle bags and stuff like that. But it's always fun, when I see the landings or, I'm on your boat. So, you know, keep up the great work and she's in great shape.
Right on. Thank
That's
you so
awesome,
much.
Man. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah. Larry in Encinitas says, good morning, guys. Does Shogun offer shorter, say, overnight or day-and-a-half trips? Would like to take a shorter trip before I book my 10-day on the Shogun.
We do anywhere from 2 to 4-day trips at the beginning of the season. So those are nothing overnight. We haven't done any day-and-a-halves in a little while, but we have in the past. But if you come down, you could probably either book a 2 or a 3, but I think a 3-day is probably best just so you have an extra day out there in case the fish moved or, you know, if the fleet's not on the fish or if we can't find them the first night or something like that.
You were talking about doing some after maintenance, like in early March, doing some trips, like Colonette-style trips. Would those be 2-day trips, 3-day trips?
I think it's going to be a 3-day.
3-day, okay. All right. ShogunSportsFishing.com is the best way to check it out, and I know that's what Renee's looking at now. But one thing I'll say while he's looking that up is the best thing to do is call Jen in the office. Jen is a superstar.
Totally.
In the La Presti office there, she is Monica and Jen. Of course, Monica handles the Royal Polaris, and Jen handles the Shogun. That's your overseer, right? Jen is your supervisor.
She is. She's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Jen's
awesome.
She
handles all that. All the calls.
And she does such a fantastic job and is so personable and will absolutely put you on the right trip.
She's great.
Get you in the right stateroom with the right person and all that stuff. It would be great.
There's some, you know, there's a couple of 3 days right at in like April.
Okay.
And there's some 2 days, actually.
Some 2-day trips.
There's a couple of 2 days and 3 days, like back-to-back.
Yeah, in April. But yeah. I know I was talking to Jen, and likely if you finish the maintenance soon enough, you'll get some ads and trips in March, too.
Yeah.
Most likely. Yeah. Get the boat
out. Follow the website.
Yeah.
At the end.
And call Jen in the office.
Yeah, you can call Jen.
She'll give you the insight.
Totally.
Definitely. She's the best at that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, gents. Great show, as always. Captain, question for Captain Ray. What is your favorite fish to get to target when you're on a long-range trip? If given the conditions were perfect for everything and you had your option at tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, et cetera, what is your favorite thing when you're driving the boat?
I think wahoo fishing is pretty fun down there. I like wahoo fishing, but I also like fishing for the bigger tuna. But, I mean, you can't beat the excitement and the rush about wahoo, and even yellowtail fishing is excellent down there. I can't really tell you which one's my favorite because they're all fun.
It seems like you and that boat, too, have just always had a particular knack for that bluefin fishing, and we've been in such a strong bluefin cycle, too. Like, it just seems like trip after trip you guys have – You guys have some sort of weird juju insight when it comes to that good bluefin fishing.
The bluefin fishing is definitely pretty epic. It's fun, especially, you know, at nighttime, and it's a big rush when everybody's fighting fish around you, and you catch those big fish at night, and they come on board. You're looking at them on the deck, and you're like, oh, man, that's a big rush.
Gotta love that, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up, 833-288-0973. Kyle, stand by. Let's jump into the phones.
Robert in Canyon Country is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. So Renee mentioned commercial lobster fishing, so I'm going to change the subject. Everybody I ask has a different version. They like the full moon. They hate the moon. They like clear water. They want dirty water. They like the rain. Any insight?
On the lobster.
Yeah.
On the lobster? Yeah. The lobster, you know, I like the new moon. The new moon, when I used to fish them, or like recreational, you know, right after a full or a new, it's just the tides are good, and definitely some dirtier water if you're trying to do it like during the daytime, it seems like. But
what about sport fishing? What about when you're fishing the Shogun? What is there a particular phase you like to fish? That's the age old question.
Yeah, like the backside of the full.
Backside of the full.
Is
not the front side, but the backside.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sometimes, well, either one, but
yeah,
it seems like the back end of the full moon is a little bit
so right
sometimes.
After the full moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. I feel like that one's pretty good sometimes.
Yeah. All right. What about the new moon?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the time of the year, but
they can
yeah,
bite at any time.
They really can.
Yeah.
I like that new moon, man. I don't know. I got anything to base it off of whatsoever, other than just, man, we always seem to catch those big ones.
Yeah.
When Neil and I were hitting it hard in our boat and trying to catch those big ones on flyers out, you know, in the vicinity of Clemente, like, they always seem to let their guard down around that new moon time. New moon in the fall was always, like, my favorite. Like, always licking your chops a little bit, knowing, like, we're going next week. Everything's right. I'm going to – flyers are around. Those big ones are around. Like, that was always my favorite.
I like the week before the fall.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, between the three of us, we got it covered.
Well, let's find out what's biting. Let's see what Yosef likes.
That sounds good to me, man. Well, it's time for that greatfishdope.com report. Today, it's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Had a great show with Tim and Marilee yesterday talking Fisherman's Processing, and it is where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. We got him. Yosef's on the line this morning, the Angler's Reeler. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, buddy? Doing great.
Good. All right. Well, the weather's kind of hindered fishing a little bit the past week or so, but there was still some guys that got out there. The Channel Islands and deeper water, the rock fishing has been unbelievable. Bigger leans, weather permitting, obviously. The weather's pretty gnarly up there. Santa Monica Bay, same kind of deal. Deep water, rock fish, really good whitefish fishing, and sheep's head in the shallows. Most of the rock fish are coming from Short Bank, South Bank, and Redondo Canyon. And the PV ledge in 300 to 375 feet of water. The Santa Monica artificial reefs are also still kicking out bass, sheep's head, whitefish, sculpin, and still triggerfish. Palo Verde, Long Beach area, same kind of deal, deep water rockfish fishing, 450 to 700 feet. There's guys deep dropping over there, as well into the thousands and getting sablefish and black eels, which are my favorite. Catalina Island, there's still some yellow-tailed sea bass hanging around on the backside area around Silver Canyon and Palisades squid beds. It's mostly a night bite still, same deal. Little finicky of a bite. You can still get a fish or two after the sun rises, but it really slows down, kind of turns into a halibut bite. And halibut are still biting pretty good there as well. Front side, there's still tons of bonita, just like everywhere. Church Rock to around the cruise ship anchorage is where you want to be fishing if you're going over there for them. Also some really good deep water rock fishing at the West End Humps. People getting quality rock fish, or red rock fish over there. The islands and the tuna, we have no reports. There's not a ton going on down there. I think the weather shut it down a little bit, but hopefully with this awesome weather, they start popping back up again. The Nine Mile Bank as well is producing really big reds, bocaccios, and some large lings. And we're getting reports that sharks have been an issue out there. So that's about it. That's all I got for you guys today.
Man, we'll take that again as a going into January, last report of 2025. I'd say we can handle that.
Jeez,
just fine.
No and, kidding.
You know, that bonita fishing still such a highlight. So cool that that's still going on. And, you know, that great halibut fishing that you mentioned. We'll take this as a January report anytime, Yosef.
Yeah, that bonita fishing is ridiculous. Like I said before, if you want to take your kids fishing, go out and get on that.
Now.
It's just wide open for the most part, and they keep getting bigger.
They're growing, they're eating. Hey, what's going on in the real estate world?
Real estate's really picking up. We're starting to see some of the cuts in interest rates coming into our real mortgage world, especially with the VA guys. They seem to be getting their buying mood back into gear here. But yeah, things are starting to move finally. I think next week's going to be our big week of where you're going to see a lot of stuff going into escrow and inventory disappearing. Right before the holidays, it was really good. We started to really pick up. So I think we're going to just keep getting busier going into these, seeing this interest rate dropping.
Yeah.
And if you need a refi, look to refi in about a month or two. It should be time if you bought in the past 2 years.
Okay, good tip. That's a very good tip. And I know you have the best refi guys that you work with too, right?
I do. I work with Cornerstone Mortgage. They're really good. We can get you, or they can get you into a refi and make it pretty painless. It takes about 20, 25 days. You've got stuff you want to do to the house and need a little bit of cash. That would be a good time to do it.
Hey, if and beef prices have been in the news lately, and the rise in beef prices. Any word on when you're going to be getting some more nature-fed beef?
First week of February, we should be having delivery. We've got about 2,500 left that people can reserve. You can reserve a quarter, a half, or a full cow. And we should be delivering probably the second week in February, would be my guess.
Wow. That's so awesome. You can reserve that now. That nature-fed beef, I the more Lolly and I eat that, I'm addicted to that stuff. We're actually going to have some tonight, and it's just a superior product.
It is, and it's so cool to get to do something like that when you buy a quarter or a half, like just to know that you're so stocked with that. Like, you know,
yeah,
that when you, it's just like coming home from a long range trip on the beef side of thing. Like, you open up the freezer and like you're stocked with,
yeah,
whatever you want to do, whether it be steaks or roasts or, you know, you have a crummy rainy day and you want to throw something killer in the crock pot, and it just whatever it is, it's sure fun to get to have a stockpile of something like that. And when you're buying it in bulk like that, it's crazy how much the price comes down.
Yeah, and it's like an investment as beef prices go up.
For real.
Right? Hey, how do we...
It kind of is. It's nice,
go ahead,
nice having a stock freezer full of meat that you can always, you know, come home and throw a steak on or whatever you want. It's great, and it's the best stuff you can feed your family.
That's the big kicker.
Yeah. Okay, for real estate, beef, and more, how do we find you, Yosef?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169, to search homes or get a hold of me via the Internet. You can get me at sportsmansrealty.com. If you are looking to get some beef, you can call my cell phone as well. Or you can jump on naturefedbeef.com and order directly online. Reserve your quarter, half, or full cow.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that. Happy New Year to you. Great job doing the reports for fishdope.com this year, and we'll talk to you next year, which is next Sunday.
That it is. All right, guys. Take care. Happy New Year.
All right. Thanks. And, of course, you can save $30 off of fishdope.com membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code at fishdope.com.
That's it. And, hey, that report is sponsored to us by our friends at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Did you know that Summit is also the greatest place to get deals on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches and more. They also have frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the others at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. The phone lines are packed up. We've got a ton of great texts coming through. And when we come back, we're going to be reading all those and hearing your calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Renee of the Shogun. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time in here with Captain Renee this morning. Lots of fun and talking about one of my most favorite boats in the world to fish on, and that's that Shogun, man. So comfy. You guys do such a good job. I love it.
And amazingly enough, there's still space available in the 2026 schedule, which is just hard to believe.
Sign me up.
Yeah, so get on.
Sign me up, man.
Yeah, get on that. I'm not sure there's space available on that Let's Talk Hookup trip. I think you made it an 8-day now, right?
Yeah.
It was a 6-day during the Guadalupe era, and then it was a 7-day, and now it's now you've made it an 8-day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's I think there's a few spots on it.
Yeah. So. And I used to go on that trip, but I kind of got kicked out because Ron now is the charter master.
Yeah,
so.
You and me both, yeah. Man. I love when Pete wasn't going. I got the nod, like, yeah. The foot of Ron got in there, and like, didn't seem to be any peeling it off.
Man.
Yeah, tell me about it. I missed that trip.
Ron Lane from Fastlane, great charter master, and it's such a great group of people too. All the John from OB and stuff. It's
they're nice people.
All good people and good fishermen too. Yeah, but are there still spots available on that trip? I know it's end of October, which is prime time.
Especially,
and I kind of had to fight for that spot because Frank kind of moved us a little early. I was like, "Come on, Frank, give us back our date, man." He gave us back our dates.
Eight day two, like you said, over a six is just exactly that. It's the extra time to get down. It's the extra time to be there fishing. Better shot at Oahu. That's going to be a cool thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It looks like it's full.
It's full for now.
Yeah, you could join the wait list.
Go on the wait list. Call Jen. Get on the wait list. Yeah, that's the best thing to do. And she'll know the inside scoop on it, too. What about around that trip? Are there any spots available?
You know, before that...
there's a lot of red in that. I'm looking at the list over Renee's shoulder. There's a lot of red on those trips.
Yeah,
good for you guys.
There's a 2-day that has some... There's a 10-day at the end of... Probably right after Thanksgiving. It's the Penn 8 day.
Oh.
That's got some spots.
That'd be cool.
That's a good one.
Well, especially if this year was... If next year is anything like this season, that was the prime of it.
That was really good.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Hills, and Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Hills, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
I have to go on the radio.
Right now?
Yes, you do. Good morning.
What up, Hills?
Happy New Year.
Good morning. Shopping at your local tackle shop is important for all the local shops. And our shop here in Ventura, Eric's, they gave away 450 brand new rod and reel combos to kids last week. And it's heartwarming.
450? That's awesome.
450 brand new rod and reel combos.
That's cool.
I love hearing that. That's awesome. Good
what a great
for
Christmas
Eric's.
Gift for
that's
a kid.
Cool.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah, so anyways, Merry Christmas, you guys, and support your local tackle shop.
That's for sure. All right, Kills, nice to hear you. Happy New Year to you, and we'll look forward to hearing you from you in 2026.
There it is. Why don't we jump right back into the phones and talk to John? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Renee, you do such a great job, and what's the fishing like down on the ridge right now? Do you know?
Right now, they're on their way down.
Independence left yesterday. They're on their way. I know the
fleets. There's some of these guys are on like 4 and 5 day trips, and typically the yellowtail fishing is pretty good down there. The tuna fishing was still a part of everything going on down there as well. But I know that
with the fleet all being in for Christmas, everybody, you know, there's just everybody's on their way back down or just starting their trips, I would assume, right now, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, most of them left the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
But I did hear that there was some yellowtail down there. I know that Polaris Supreme was catching them the other day or yesterday. And it sounded like they were doing pretty good on like 12 to 20-pound yellowtail. And I think they were seeing, like, a little bit of bluefin on their way down as well. But I'm not 100% on how much fish is being caught down at the ridge right now, but you can still definitely catch some tuna and, you know, you got a chance at some wahoo still down there.
Yeah, great.
That's cool.
You have a good text, all right?
So it says, good morning, Pete, Rick, Captain Renee. What a great show. I love hearing about the Shogun. My question for Captain Renee, can you explain a little bit more about the layout of the Shogun in terms of staterooms, et cetera? I have a trip coming up next year. Also, I was wondering, of all your years of experience, if you could tell us a crazy weather story you've been through and what it might be like. That's from JJ in Ocean Beach.
The crazy weather experience. Yeah, one of the trips that I remember specifically is working up the line coming home from Cabo that took us like almost 4 days because it was so choppy.
Oh,
we were right behind the Royal Polaris, but we didn't have too many passengers on board because we dropped them off in Cabo, and just the water flying over the top was just insane.
And that was even being behind the Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
Kind of tailing that.
Yeah, it was.
So they were taking the brunt of it.
They were definitely taking it.
Yeah.
And that's got to be rough, too, because it's just, you know when you're that far down, like, you have days of that in your future.
Oh, for sure. You know, if you always dread the 29 block when you're working up because the wind and the chop. But being as, like, the layout, we've got 13 staterooms. You know, there's about three of them that are two-man staterooms, but the rest of them are three people staterooms. And
What's your total sleeping capacity?
We can hold up to 30, 31.
So when you're taking 25, like on the Let's Talk hookup trip or something like that, there's a lot more two-person staterooms that are actually threes, right?
Correct, yeah. So there's some, you know, people get lucky and you can get a single stateroom or just one person in a stateroom. We've got four heads? Three of them do have showers. The one on the outside on the main deck doesn't have a shower, but we're actually going to be redoing one of the showers this year as well. It's that forward bunk room area. I think we're going to be redoing that one. But they're pretty spacious.
It's super comfortable. Cool. I mean, I love the boat. Yeah. It's a great layout. If you haven't been, it's exactly that. The rooms are big and the vanities are nice and everything. Yeah, it's a fantastic boat to get to do a trip on.
For sure. Hey, Ray Ray from Santee has a great text here. It says, "Good morning, everyone. The boys and I from the Island Tackle Charter love the fishing the Shogun. George, Kevin, Mark, and myself had some good times fishing with Renee, Joe, and now Blake. My question is, are you going to run the Island Tackle 10-day?
Yes.
You are?
Okay. Yeah.
Is that a fall trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll be running it.
There you go. All right. That'd be cool.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a fun Texas. I fished the Shogun for several times, all the way back to when Bruce Smith ran the boat. The vibe on the boat has always been the best of all of the others on the boat, and it seems like the crew has always gotten along so well and really made the time special. I've been fishing a bunch and just love fishing on board the Shogun. And man, there have been so many texts just like that. You know, like, hey, I love the, like, it's hard to pick one to, you know, to read on the air because there's been so many that just really compliment what you guys do and just the overall vibe that tend to create on the boat. It's a very fun atmosphere to get to spend several days fishing on.
It definitely is. I mean, you know, even at nighttime fishing, if we're you know, cruising around looking for fish, the guys on the back deck, they play music with the turtle boxes that we have on board. So there's definitely some sort of
which you need
vibe.
To do. Like it's not the easiest thing to stay engaged at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, nighttime yo-yo jig fishing for a bluefin. Like
yeah.
You rely on that. I know it sounds dumb, but like it's a secret that you guys have. The crew is really good at kind of becoming friends with everybody that's on the boat. The tunes are playing, the fun, it's all of that is necessary because it can be very easy to just hang it up and, it's cold, it's dark, it's whatever, I'm out of here. But, like, having everybody engaged during the night is the key to success on those big hits. You know, sometimes it
Definitely.
Takes driving over half a dozen or ten of them before you drive over the right one, and then everybody hooks one. And
right.
It's the difference between having 3 fish going or 13 fish going. And you do that 2 or 3 times, and it's the whole night.
That's a good night, yeah.
Do you have to bang on the stateroom doors, say, get up, they're biting?
Yeah, sometimes we do that. but, yeah, it's the participation. You definitely need a lot of guys at the rail to make a hit, you know, to get them going. And then once you start hearing, like if people are sleeping and they start hearing fish slapping on the deck, you start seeing people running out of their bunks and then they start hooking up. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
But I like it. That was the thing that I remember the most. Like, you know, when they'd have like classic rock going on the back deck when things would normally be slow and mundane and like the crew would just be very good at getting everybody involved and it just really created a fun fishing atmosphere. It's a different vibe than what you find and I love it. Really cool.
Vampire fishing.
Well, not that part. I just meant the music. Like daytime fly line fishing is what
daytime,
I was talking
about.
Okay. Yeah, not gotcha. Times for sleeping.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
And for catching fish, too.
Right. Yeah, damn right.
Hey, Joe in La Mesa has a great text. Good morning, guys. Happy New Year. Question for Captain Renee. Never been fishing on the show, but I'm interested in a 2 or 3 day trip. Would you say 2 day trip would be fishing tuna or maybe San Clemente Island or a 3 day trip more a Colonette trip? What's the plan for those early spring 2 and 3 day trips?
We'd probably be fishing either San Clemente or somewhere around the 60 or somewhere out offshore looking for tuna on like those 2 day trips. You know, depending on weather and what's going on, really. I mean, like I think there's just a couple of early trips that we might, you know, slide down outside of Colonette and see if the fish are out west of the banks there. and, you know, might do some rock cod fishing, and then look for the bluefin, or look for bluefin first and then go inside and make a few cod drifts and stuff like that.
As good as that fishing on the Cortez Bank has been, I mean, that stuff seems to be just hanging out there. And so certainly a possibility given the right weather condition, right?
Yeah, that's definitely where we'd start for sure. You know, at the beginning of the year, we're either going to start down there, or if these guys, you know, keep seeing fish down south, we'll probably fish south and then start working our way up. I know they had some decent tuna fishing. I was just reading a text. I think the Rooster and those guys down there had some mixed bluefin, yellowfin fishing down there.
Hey, all right.
So it was pretty good, it sounded like, yesterday.
That's good.
We'll take that.
Weather, too. This weather is just grease.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, it's again, we talked about this bonito and over again, but if you want to go do that, the next 3 days look really nice.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a text question from Steve Gregonis that says, when is the next Mission Bay Fishing Club charter going to happen on board the Shogun?
You know what? One of these, one of those like short trips, maybe a two-day trip, we're going to have some of the kids come out and fish, but on the 30th, actually, we're going to be going on the Sea Watch, and those guys they have like a little big group that's like 15 kids that are going to just jump on board. I mean,
and that's a fishing club that your boys put together, participated in?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They just started a fishing club.
They just started their own fishing club, the Mission Bay
Fishing Club.
Fishing Club.
Yeah.
You can follow them on Instagram, right?
On Instagram. What is it?
MB _ Fishing Club. I'm a follower.
Yeah.
I found out this morning.
I'm
a proud follower.
You are.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked the kids are starting to
That's
get
awesome.
That's cool.
How old are the boys?
They're 15 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's their favorite fishing suit? I mean, I'm sure they've done everything with you, Baja fishing and fished on longer trips and bass fishing and all that kind of stuff. But, like, what's their most favorite thing to get?
I think they like going on you know, down south and fishing for Cabrilla and stuff like that. But last year, actually, we went and fished Gonzaga and L.A. Bay and all that. And we had decent fishing, but the weather was up. And so we shot across and went fishing with George from San Quintin.
Oh, cool.
And the lingcod fishing was epic there, and we caught some big bonita and stuff like that. But I know that this summer, this summer that just passed, we went fishing on one of the Fish 101 charters on the Mission Bell, and Gage was with me, and that was pretty fun just to see him, like, actually get a hold of a bunch of yellowtail.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Captain Cameron put us on the fish that day. We definitely did good. Ended up having to work a little.
That's cool.
Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, nice last of the year show. Happy New Year. Now, the Wahoo down there, we all dream about it, but they don't speed jig for those guys because of the danger of them letting go of the jig. And then the second thing is fish processing. Did the limited load and higher prices take care of them losing some of their fish cleaning money, you know, because on a big fish day, they don't have that cleaning bill. Is that hurting them at all? I never asked that.
So, well, maybe the Wahoo jig first part, you know, he was talking about the danger of having Wahoo with a, you know, with the jigs. And I don't know if there's a... We had talked on a couple shows past when Aliar was on about, like, the danger of having Dorado kelps and casting jigs with those things, whipping jigs around. And then also, like, the importance of stopping a Wahoo jig when you're extra fired up and ripping the thing out of the water to go fire, make another cast.
Yeah. I've seen them where they're very close to the surface when they eat the jig. And, you know, I've been fishing where we threw a little bit of bait and those fish are just jumping all over the place, a little too close to the boat.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous at times for sure, you know.
It's crazy to think
about. Well, the show got so low to the water too, you could just see one coming right out of the water, right?
Yeah, you could definitely. I mean,
especially those ones out. I mean, imagine a 70-pound razor blade ripping across. You know, I'm good on that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
No doubt about it. Hey, Jake in Point Loma had a good question, and again about Wahoo here. It says, hi, everyone. Absolutely love the Shogun. Had an amazing time on the Shimano trip for 3 days this year. Wanted to ask Renee about favorite method for catching Wahoo and his setup he uses.
I use a Seeker 80XH or like a 6480. Basically, that's like my all. I just use it for almost everything. Yellowtail fly lining or yo-yo fishing, or if I'm using a bomb, I'll use that.
Is a bomb your choice for throwing at a Wahoo or a surface iron, or what do you do?
I really like the surface iron.
Yeah.
That's like my go-to.
And what's your reel of choice?
I use like a 25 torque pen, or sometimes I use the Trinidad for casting. I like the torque for bomb fishing, and that the Trinidad's like it's
the ultimate surface iron.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. That's the one I use when I throw a surface iron as well. But both reels are pretty nice.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Hey, Adafun, Texas. Good morning, guys. What a great show. My goal this year is to do a long-range trip, and the Shogun is my boat of choice. I was curious, is there any type of payment plan available for going on the Shogun, chipping away at a trip? That's all from Matt.
Yeah, you can definitely throw down a deposit, and you could square up at the day of that you come in and check in with Jen, or you can, you know, talk to her and see if you can pay a little bit throughout the year, depending on how far in advance you're putting down a deposit.
We mentioned it a couple times.
We can definitely call Jen.
Jen's fantastic.
Call Jen.
Yeah, like she for sure will make that happen. If you got a couple bucks to secure your spot, she for sure will work with you in terms of working out what makes sense, you know, whether it's this season or next season or however it goes down. Like, she is awesome when it comes to that. Crazy organized, really personal, really easy to deal with. Like, just call her. She for sure will make that happen.
She becomes like your best friend. I mean, she just like, she will take care of you, make sure that you're on the trip that you want to do. She, you know, gets you the bunks you want, you know, the room. If you're single, you get a roommate that's compatible, that kind of stuff. She knows the ins and outs of that business like no one else.
Yeah, and she's got a cell phone, you know, that she can answer, and that number is 619-385-1127, and that's just her line. But you can also call the office at 619-226-8030 and talk to her.
Or Jen at ShogunSportFishing.com if you want to email her.
Yeah.
It's always a good way to get a hold of her. Yeah, for sure. Hey,
I had a great text come through here, and it was Captain Renee, I'm going on a 3-day trip, and my question is about tackle. I've seen some of the guys going on long range trips, and it seems like the entire dock cart is full. I want to bring the appropriate amount, but not too much. Can you run over what are the three most important outfits that I need to have coming fishing this year on a 3-day on the Shogun?
Well, 3-day, I would definitely have some sort of like a 40 to 60 pound fly line set up if the fish are biting during the day, somewhere around that neck of the woods. And definitely some sort of a heavy setup with a big enough reel that you can catch a 100-plus-pound fish on. You know, you can use...
It could happen.
You could use either one of those two or some sort of a yo-yo jig just in case we do go yellowtail fishing. Anywhere from 30 to 60-pound fly line, you can bring a couple of those rods. And you can use your heavy setup... for nighttime fishing, and you can transfer it over to a sinker rig during the day if we're fishing those big ones on the sinker rigs.
I like it. Well said. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, as well as 97.3 The Fan.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, Our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All right, we're going to have Renee do us the honors and flip the prize coin here. We'll see if we have a caller or a texter winning today.
Go just for it.
Get to it.
All right.
Hey, well done. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Joe in La Mesa. You are going fishing on board the San Diego. Congratulations, man. You're going to have a great time.
All right. Well, Renee, if definitely somebody wants to come fishing with you aboard the Shogun, how do we do that?
We can either do it through the internet, ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Jen. We can call Jen at the office.
619-226-8030.
Yeah. Or
ShogunSportFishing.com.
Yep.
You can book right online, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Book it online.
Yeah, I love fishing with you guys, man. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, keep
really, really
working.
Really
spots
right
available, and going to be a great season, and happy new year to you, and good luck with all the maintenance.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year to you guys, too. Thanks for having us.
New generator. Man, lots of power. Hey, thanks to all of you out there. Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks to Kyle and, of course, Adam, who does everything on the app. Thanks to all of you, and a happy, happy New Year. Be safe and happy. We'll see you next year, next Saturday. Matt Shanley from CalTip will be here. Then next Sunday, watch out, Captain Joel Ralston will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week, next year, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 973 The Fan, and Facebook and YouTube Live.